Welcome to the debate. Our discussion today really centers on this program called the AI Freedom Founders Sprint. It's a pretty intensive 7-day thing designed to, well, accelerate participants toward opportunity and ultimately independence. It promises quite a fundamental shift in how you'd approach building something new.
Right. It's got a lot of buzz around it. And I think the core tension, the question we're really grappling with today, is where the greatest opportunity for someone taking this program actually comes from. You know, what gives them that access to freedom and future growth? Is it, as you might argue, the tangible stuff, the portfolio-ready artifacts, the sort of physical evidence of their capability?
Exactly. The proof you can hold.
Or is the real, lasting benefit found in something less tangible, like the systemic momentum, the internal mastery, the mindset shift that the program tries to instill?
Well, I'm definitely going to argue that the measurable, marketable output, the proof, is the highest commodity here. It provides immediate, leveraged opportunity.
And predictably, perhaps, I hold the opposing view. While that output is, yeah, absolutely essential, I'm going to contend that the primary, the most valuable opportunity is that internal mastery. It's the courage, the systemic, repeatable ability to keep adapting, keep multiplying progress long, long after that 7-day sprint is over. You know, the documents might be the score, but the system, that's the instrument you learn to play.
That's an interesting analogy, but let's maybe ground this in market reality for a second. Because in today's environment, which is, let's face it, crowded, fast-moving, potential on its own is cheap. Verifiable, documented proof, though, that's priceless. The true immediate opportunity this program creates, in my view, is the AI Freedom Founders Boot Pack. They call it a business on training wheels. And it's essentially a curated professional portfolio specifically designed to just cut through the ambiguity of potential.
Okay, the boot pack. Let's unpack that.
Right. It's a portfolio. It bundles, what, 10 plus case studies plus key daily deliverables. And the program itself frames this as, and I'm quoting here, proof you can show clients, employers, or investors that you are legendary. We have to look at the direct financial leverage. Take the Day 4 MVP design doc. It's presented as a developer-ready blueprint. Now, the source material explicitly says that getting an equivalent discovery package from an agency, that could cost an individual thousands of dollars. So the founder gets immediate, measurable ROI locked right into that artifact, ready to present. And then there's the capstone, the Certified AI Freedom Founder Certificate. It's designed as an external validator, providing, quote, unforgeable reputation linked directly to all that proof via a QR code. That certificate, backed by the bot pack, opens doors immediately.
Okay, look, I don't disagree that those are incredibly valuable assets. They're polished, they look good, but I come at it from a different angle. Those assets, to me, are almost a byproduct. They're the successful output of something far more powerful underneath. The greatest opportunity, the real sustainable value, lies in that underlying systemic transformation. The program calls it the Scrumpreneur Triad. Scrum is the engine, right, providing structure. Agile is the mindset, ensuring adaptability. And AI is the multiplier for speed and scale. That's the freedom formula, as they put it. If you master the triad, you can generate, well, theoretically, an infinite number of bot packs. If you only possess the bot pack, you have a finite resource. It gets outdated.
But that system, that triad, it's abstract, isn't it? Until it's validated by a tangible output that the market actually recognizes. My contention is simply that the measurable portfolio is the prerequisite for even leveraging that mindset effectively in the real world. You need the ticket to get into the game.
Perhaps we need to clarify what we mean by leverage then, because external validation, it means very little, I think, if the founder lacks the internal resilience and the system to maintain that leverage. The core opportunity is adopting those Scrum values daily. That fundamentally changes how the founder operates. Look at the focus on courage on day 5, that critical moment of actually putting the idea out there, hitting send. That's huge.
Okay, courage is important. I grant you.
And respect on day 4, respecting the audience enough to test early, instead of falling into that classic waterfall founder trap, you know? Spending 6 months building something in a vacuum that nobody actually wants. And the whole gamified structure, the XP, gold bars, the badges, it reinforces consistency. It rewards public transparency, which is a pillar of empiricism. This behavioral enforcement, that's the source of future opportunity. It ensures the founder can keep innovating, keep delivering, long after this one sprint.
That's a compelling case for, let's say, systemic longevity. But how is that longevity leveraged financially right now if the individual can't even secure the initial funding or that first client engagement? The tangible items provide immediate credibility that translates directly into opportunities now. Case study number 8, the final pitch deck, it's proof the founder can pitch effectively. It signals they are ready for business on day 7. This portfolio, the BOT pack, it's intentionally built as future evidence for tangible career acceleration, job interviews, client pitches. The value is locked right there in the artifact itself. It removes the need to negotiate around their capability, at least initially.
I'm sorry, I just don't buy that static credibility is the primary opportunity. External credibility is, well, it's brittle. It stalls without continuous adaptation. The greatest benefit of this whole sprint process is internalizing empiricism, that cycle of transparency, inspection, adaptation. The program isn't just promising a finished product, it's providing the repeatable rhythm of sprint after sprint, moving towards that ultimate product goal, which they define as freedom. The sprint teaches the founder to adapt, and adapt fast, when proof beats theory. That's crucial for survival. An artifact might get you an interview, sure, but the agile, empirical mindset, that's what keeps you employed, keeps your venture evolving through market pivots.
But the ability to land that first high-value client or secure that first key job based on verifiable proof, that's often the biggest hurdle. It provides immediate cash flow or reputation capital, and that, in turn, accelerates the ability to even engage in future sprints. It fuels the engine you're talking about.
Okay, fair point on the initial hurdle.
So let's pivot slightly. If we concede, maybe, that immediate credibility matters, how is that credibility actually refined? How is it validated within the program's ecosystem? This brings us to, I think, the unique forms of leverage available specifically access and community. And for me, the most exclusive opportunity for those who choose that path is the access you get in the premium tiers, particularly the 24K legendary band benefits.
The scarcity model, playing on exclusivity.
While it's scarcity that arguably accelerates quality, not just perceived value. This includes things like the private verdict, the coaching from this Judge L. Freedom character, and exclusive access to powerful GPTs in the 24K vault, like the MVP Architect GPT. This kind of advanced, personalized feedback, these specialized tools, they specifically accelerate the polishing of the deliverable proof. They help get it to that 24K rubric standard. That level of hyper-refinement creates immediate transferable credibility. It drastically elevates the market readiness of the bot pack. If you've got, as they say, Judge L. Freedom's personal coaching cues and bright spot analysis documented, you are demonstrably accelerating the quality of your proof, and therefore your opportunity set.
Refines the artifact, yes, but the greatest opportunity and the foundation of scalable leverage for all founders in the program, not just the premium ones, is communal reciprocity. The AI Freedom Founders community, which they say is accessible even with the 14-day free trial, is described as a marketplace of reciprocity, where feedback is the fastest path to mastery. This sort of democratized access to hundreds of viewpoints, that's a profound non-monetary opportunity for growth in itself.
Mastery is built on feedback, sure. But the 24K coaching is feedback tailored specifically to scaling challenges, to profit optimization, which is crucial for the next step, the builder sprint. That specialized high-stakes feedback directly enhances the artifacts needed for, let's say, institutional trust investors, key partners.
But the communal opportunity fosters that essential courage we talked about, the willingness to publicly post your proof for peer inspection, seeing how other founders articulate their idea briefs, seeing their transparency, getting live, sometimes critical, feedback. That's where immediate growth happens for everyone. It proves you can handle the kind of scrutiny needed to build a public venture, the ability to iterate based on diverse peer input is foundational to sustained adaptation, and I'd argue that trumps the temporary polish of even a high-tier review in the long run.
That's a fair point on the foundational need for courage and transparency. Okay, but let's define the ultimate measure of success here. What's the opportunity moving forward from the sprint? For the founder, success has to be defined at least initially by completing that full set of deliverables, the ones that stack into a functional, marketable portfolio. The Day 7 graduation festival culminates in 12 case studies locked into the BOT pack. This physical documentation is positioned as the required bridge to the AI Freedom Builder sprint, the next phase where proof supposedly transitions into profit. If you want to scale, if you want to turn this into a real business, the documented proof is the currency. Without that documented BOT pack, you're essentially trying to build a house without verified blueprints. Investors want to see the plans.
I fundamentally don't buy that the folder of documents, no matter how shiny, is the ultimate definition of success or opportunity. For me, the ultimate success is mastering self-management, which is Day 7's core value, interestingly. It's achieving what they call the triple MVP, becoming the most valuable person, developing the most valuable product, and attaining the most valuable position, which is defined as self-leadership. The core opportunity is becoming that extraordinary person, XP, who can continuously lead themselves. Because, let's be honest, all human beings are fallible. Success in the long run depends on that strong internal discipline, that ability to self-correct, sprint after sprint after sprint.
But the documentation provides the proof for others that the founder is now that extraordinary person. The certificate, the pitch deck, the MVP design doc, these are the external validators of the internal shift they're describing. Opportunity flows from visible, quantified proof that mitigates risk for the investor, the client, the employer.
And that quantified proof is only relevant, truly relevant, if the person behind it possesses the deep, adaptive understanding to ensure the idea continues to deliver market value. The long-term opportunity isn't the pitch deck itself. It's the person who can generate a pitch deck in 7 days, refine it under pressure, and then, crucially, adapt it or even pivot entirely when the market demands it. The internal system provides freedom from dependence on any single artifact. That's real freedom.
Okay. Look, if I have to weigh the opportunity, I still land on the immediate transferable market credibility provided by that tangible output, the BOT pack. It's curated, it's professionally graded, it removes ambiguity. It provides immediate leverage credibility, which I believe is the fastest route to scaling opportunities in the current environment.
And if I must weigh it, I still hold that the foundational, the truly long-term opportunity, is the transformation. Becoming that certified AI Freedom Founder, Tem, who operates using a proven systemic rhythm, who possesses the necessary courage and self-management, and crucially, maintains the adaptive mindset to continuously scale. That internal engine, that's what ensures the sustained longevity of their freedom journey. It makes the creation of future equally valuable artifacts almost inevitable.
It's clear the program successfully bundles these opportunities, doesn't it? You get the physical artifacts, which validate the internal transformation. It really leaves the listener or potential participant with a powerful choice. Do you weigh the immediate market leverage of the gold bricks more heavily, or the systemic strength of the engine that produces them, which provides the greatest opportunity for their future?
Indeed, they are both powerful potential benefits, that's undeniable. But one arguably ensures the initial momentum, gets you started, while the other ensures the journey hopefully never stalls. It's a fascinating tension,